You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually. That means you are dead toward God. That means that God can't communicate with you. You can't communicate with God.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you and God bless.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
The teachers of the East would begin to teach people by asking questions. And that's why Jesus in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus literally spent his time teaching by asking questions. Everywhere he went, he was asking questions. There's 161 times in the four Gospels that Jesus was going around and he would ask questions. And you have to say, why did the man who knew everything constantly go around asking questions? Why did the man who had a relationship with our Father in heaven, why did the man that walked by revelation, that walked in power, have to ask questions about everything? Come on, amen. He looked at his disciples one day and he said, "Who do men say that I am?" Jesus, you don't know who you are? What's up with that? Come on, huh? He went to a blind man, and he said, "What would you like me to do for you?" Well, the answer is kind of obvious if you're blind. Huh? Come on, somebody, amen. But Jesus was looking for something in him. He knew the guy needed to be healed, amen. And he was actually helping the blind man locate his heart by asking him the question. They came to trap him with questions one time over money, and he said, "Well, whose face is on it?" They just put the argument right out with one question. Well, whose face is on the money? Why? Because he understood by asking questions, he was leading his students on a pathway to self-discovery. Self-discovery, self-revelation, getting a download. See, when Peter got the revelation of who Jesus was, nobody could take it from him because he discovered the truth for himself. It wasn't somebody trying to tell him how it was. The truth is that we have an automatic default switch on the inside of us that when somebody tries to tell us something, we have to argue within our own self to believe them because we don't never want to be wrong. I ain't got no help. Y'all know that's the truth. And listen to this. The things that you discover for yourself, you will never forget. They will be the life lessons that will guide you to the place of your destiny. So a rabbi would begin to ask questions and he would inquire and he would cause his students to have to think and have to reason and have to rationalize what they were doing by the way that they answered the questions that were being asked. And watch this, the rabbi's teaching, what he taught, his revelation, his method, his truth, those things were known as a yoke. Everybody say yoke. Now when you hear the word yoke, you always think of like the yoke on an oxen. But that's not what that was. The students that would follow him would wear a yoke around their neck. It was like a banner. It was like a piece of cloth. It was a certain color. It had a certain design on it so people knew what school of thought that they come from. I mean, they didn't walk around with a big old wooden yoke like oxen on their neck. Walking around with Jesus with a chain with the 12 disciples saying, "Come on, boys. Jerk you down the road, teach you something." No, they identified him with the yoke, amen? In fact, it's still customary today. If you ever go to a college graduation or at a major university, you realize the people that come from the engineering department, y'all wear a different yoke or a different banner than people that come from the literature department or the arts department because they identify with the school of thought that they are in, amen? Huh? So it's a different thought or a different school of education. So when Jesus looked at his followers and said to them, "Come and follow me, take my yoke upon you, learn from me." In other words, I'm inviting you to Jesus Christ College. You're invited to join my school. Come and take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. He was saying to them that the yoke of the Pharisees, the teachings and the law, and the understanding of everything that the Pharisees had was a heavy burden on them. Nobody could measure up. But he said, "I'm coming to give you a new yoke that's lighter. It's a better understanding. It's a yoke of power, a yoke of miracles." Amen. He said, "I'm going to put a yoke on you that ain't going to weigh you down. I'm going to put a yoke on you that gives you revelation for life." Come on, somebody shout, amen. A yoke that's not full of regulation and law, but a yoke of love, a yoke of power, a yoke of joy. I'm going to put a yoke on you that's going to cause your burden to be light. Somebody shout, a light burden. And he said, "I'm going to do this because I'm going to change the nature of who you are." Is this okay? Is everybody all right? Now listen to me. We cannot approach Christians as if they had the chance they're going to sin or they would like to sin. Huh? Can we just be honest today? I grew up in a Pentecostal church where I felt like they preached to you thinking if you had the chance, then you're going to go ahead and sin. Every sermon seemed like it was focused around whether or not I was going to be able to overcome sin when I had the opportunity to sin. Huh? So everybody that I grew up around was preaching, "Don't sin. Don't do it. Don't you sin, boy. Don't you do it. If you do, you're going to burn." Did anybody grow up in a church like that? It's called terrorist preaching. And what we got in church is we got a lot of preaching on behavior modification that put up barriers and put up boundaries in our life so I wouldn't do what I shouldn't do. And so I would do what I was supposed to do. because I had all these barriers and these boundaries. But the truth is if I believe that when you have the opportunity to sin, you're going to jump at the chance when you get it, have the chance, then you really have no confidence in the conversion that took place in your life. You have no confidence in the power of God to change you from the inside out. Amen? And I don't mean we fail, because how many know you fall? We fall. If you stand up, you're bound to fall once in a while. Amen? But the scripture says, he who says he has no sin deceives himself, and the truth is not in him. I mean, I'd rather have truth in me. Come on, help me. Come on, amen. The truth is I'm not the guy in your life telling you that you shouldn't be doing something, carrying around a bunch of religious do's and don'ts. That's not what my job is. That's not the picture that Jesus gave us this morning, amen. And now that you're a Christian, you have to live a certain way and do a certain thing. Come on. God's not putting handcuffs on us to teach us how to behave. Y'all ain't trying to help me no more. Amen. Listen, your behavior will never be good enough to be a Christian. Because being a Christian has really nothing to do with your behavior. Being a Christian has everything to do with what Jesus did on the cross. Your behavior changes because you fall in love with the guy that was hung on the cross. Jesus said, I'm not putting no yoke on you. I'm not putting no handcuffs on you. It took the church to come up with that. You better behave. You better dress a certain way. You ain't allowed to go to PG-13 movies that have blood and violence, but you can go to PG-13 movies that have some cussing, as long as it ain't the F word. If you get in that, then you're okay. Not in this house. If you want to go throw your money away on a bunch of garbage that's not going to lead you into a place of prosperity, that's up to you. Come on. And here's the deal. Y'all ain't going to like this, but this is the truth. If you have, call yourself a Christian, and you consistently live in sin all the time, then the question has to be asked, did you really get converted? Did you have conversion? Come on, somebody, amen? You might have been in church all your life, but if your desire is to constantly sin and not be truthful, then the truth is you probably haven't really been born again. You really need to have a conversion. You really need to let the power of God take over your life and let him rule and reign in your life and see what he can do in you, amen? Now, you ain't got to shout me down, but that's the truth.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
So how many know this morning, Jesus was the greatest teacher in history. He was the greatest rabbi ever known. Even Nicodemus. Nicodemus was famous for being one of the greatest teachers in all of Jerusalem, one of the greatest teachers in the synagogue, and one of the greatest leaders of the city. And he came to Jesus and he said, Rabbi, we ain't never seen a teacher like you before. Woo! We ain't never encountered anybody like you before. I've been around here for years, and nobody teaches like you do, and nobody does the stuff you do. I mean, I ain't never seen nobody dump over no tables in the church. And you do it with authority and power. Jesus, yeah, you really upset the religious people. I ain't never seen nobody teach like you. Jesus was the greatest teacher ever known in the history of the world. He was a teacher and a preacher. Somebody said we got to have them both. We need teaching and we need preaching. That's why most of you in here that don't come on Wednesday night, let me help you come on Wednesday night. Because you will get what you need for the week. It takes preaching and teaching to enter into the kingdom. So he was the greatest teacher ever known to mankind. We agree, right? Greatest teacher ever. Greatest teacher. And Jesus found his 12 guys, his 12 students, his 12 disciples, and they followed him because he was a great rabbi, a great teacher. He was such a great teacher that grown men walked away from their businesses. and followed him. They walked away from their families. They walked away from their jobs to come find out what he was teaching about. Jesus not only got them to come a couple hours a week on Sunday, he got them to walk away from everything and follow him all over the countryside, up and down mountains, through boats, and through the marketplaces. They just followed him everywhere. Everywhere Jesus went, they went. He'd just stop every couple miles and sit on the side of a rock or on the side of a hill or down by the beach or slip out on a little boat where people gathered around. He'd teach. And people were amazed. The miracles would happen. They followed him. And it's interesting to me that as they followed him and they learned of him, they could have asked him for anything. They could have come to Jesus and said, Jesus, we believe you. You are the Messiah. We can ask you for anything. Scripture teaches us that they could have asked him of anything they wanted and he would have given it to them. But as far as we can tell in Scripture, the one thing they asked of all the things they could have ever asked was this: Jesus, teach us how to pray. We want to know how to pray. They didn't say, Jesus, teach us how you do miracles. Jesus, teach us how to raise that. How do we do that? They didn't ask that. Jesus, how do you heal leprosy? We want to know how to heal leprosy. That's not what they asked. And they said, Jesus, if there's one thing we could ask you, it's teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Lord, teach us how to pray. Because when we watch your prayer life and when we watch you, there's something about the way you pray, Jesus, that's different than the way we pray. There's something about the way you connect to heaven that we don't know how to connect that way. There's the first one I want to give you. Number one, he said, if you're really going to get into the spirit of prayer, first thing you'll have to do is quit being phony. The first thing you have to do is quit being phony. He said, when you pray, don't pray to be seen of men. Don't just come out and broadcast everywhere. He said, enter into your secret place. Don't just think you're going to be heard because you have much repetition. In other words, it's not how many times you say it, it's what you believe when you say it. Come on, huh? If you don't have any confidence in what you say when you say it one time, please, they don't make no sense to say it 15 more times. Jesus, heal me, 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 oh God, heal me. Come on, huh? Here's what he said. He said, when you pray, pray this way. Here's the second one I'm going to give you. He said this. As I want you to understand the person that you're praying to. Pray this way. You're not praying to an inanimate object. You're not praying to a higher power. You're not praying to the big guy upstairs. You're not praying to the eternal, self-existent God. You say, our Father. Everybody say that with me. Our Father. In other words, the things that really struck a moment with the disciples about the prayer life of Jesus is he talked to God like he was related to God. Jesus talked to him just like he was part of his family. Come on, amen. It's amazing what it'll do for you if you would just, in your prayer life, if you'll just recognize that you're not trying to deal with somebody that does not want to bless you. God wants to bless you. Most people come to a time in prayer and they're acting like God's withholding from them when they enter into prayer. The truth is you just know you've been messing up so much and you feel bad about coming to God for prayer because you've been doing everything your own ornery way for so long. I'll let that just sink in. Is everybody all right? Too much truth, too fast. I try to keep it paced. Because I want y'all to come back. I really do. He said, I want you to address him as your father because you have a covenant with him and he's got a covenant with you and it's your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. How many know that's your daddy's desire? He wants to give you the kingdom. Amen? So when you pray, don't pray in some deep theological voice. You know? How many been to some of them meetings? You know? Father God! Thou art holy. I feel your presence in the house. You know, God's got to be up in heaven looking down going, what in the world are they doing? And they do it, I mean, you can flip it on and flip it off. What's for dinner tonight, baby? We're having pork chops. Good. You ready to say the blessing? Yeah.
Heavenly Father, gracious over our home, thou bountiful goodness.
Wouldn't you feel weird if your kids just came in there while you're watching TV, you're flipping through the channels on the TV, and your son walks in and says, to you, the Father, thy highly, greatly exalted man of God, who bore me into this world, wilt thou give me thy car keys, that I might go hither to the store? I mean, God don't want you talking to him that way. Come on, amen. If your kid did that to you, you'd look at him and say, honey, we need to get an appointment for Junior. Something snapped. We need to get him some help. What does he do? He just walks in the room and says, Dad, can I use the car? I'm going to run down to the store. Yeah. Because he lives. I love it. How many know when the Bible teaches us that when the Holy Spirit comes to live in us, he puts within us the spirit of adoption. And it says in Romans, that's why we cry out, Abba, Father. That word translated means daddy. Daddy God. Isn't that cool? Daddy God. Somebody say Daddy God. That's an intimate picture of our relationship with God. When we pray, we're not coming to somebody that's distant out yonder somewhere, somebody that's afar off, somebody that we can't reach or get close to, somebody that's not personally involved in our life. God is personally involved in our life. How many of you believe that this morning? Amen. You know what the Bible says about your Father? It says this, that he knows the numbers of the hairs that are on your head. And that doesn't mean that he counted them, he can tell you how many he got. That means that he's numbered each one of them. So that when you were brushing your hair this morning before church and one of them fell out, God says, oh yeah, that's number 7,413 right there that fell out of your head. He numbered it. Come on, somebody, amen. He's that intimately acquainted with us. He even knows what we have need of before we even ever ask it or think it. Matter of fact, the Bible says that God knows the intent of your heart. That means that God understands the reason why you have a motive when you have a motive to go out and do something. And when you become intentional at something, even when you don't understand why, even when it's just intuitive, God's done figured it all out and understood everything that's happened inside of your lovely little head to make you do what you did. That's how well he knows you. So he knows you better than you know yourself. That's pretty intimate, isn't it? Come on, amen. And he didn't have to be married to you for 50 years to figure you out. He knew you before he formed you. Come on, huh? He's intimately acquainted with us. Our Father. Everybody say our Father. The protocol prayer is that we don't address him as God. We address him as our Father.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
This is Pastor Tony Foster from Restoration Worship Center in Greenwood, South Carolina. I am coming to Fort Pierce, Florida, to the Truth Church with my good friends, Pastor Jason Baumgartner, to the Voice of Prophecy Power Conference, October the 7th at 7 p.m. I'm looking forward to being with you guys. I believe it's going to be an awesome move of the Holy Spirit. I believe the word of prophecy, the word of wisdom, and the word of knowledge will flow in power. So you don't want to miss it.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.